It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
You don't need me to tell me we live in a dizzying world. The ground keeps shifting under our feet. Our expectations must constantly readjust. Fires sweep through lush tropical islands while floods strike the desert. Rich Greenwich professionals have become progressive Democrats, while the struggling proletariat vote for Republicans who pledge to cripple the welfare state. Who knows when the Earth's poles will shift? Speaking of shifting ground, I recently returned from California, where a family wedding in Los Angeles gave Eric and me the chance to meander up the coast, visit some dear old friends, and spend a few closing days in San Francisco. You remember California, the Golden State, the place where everyone wanted to move from the time of the gold rush through the entire 20th century, and millions did. It was the engine of the American economy and the definer of the American dream. A utopian refuge, a land of boundless wealth and resources. Last year, Eric and I spent a couple of nights, in very high spirits, assembling a Spotify playlist of popular songs celebrating the romance of the state. It was a gift from my friend Doug, a California native and patriot, on the occasion of his marriage. The playlist passed 3.5 hours, yet we were far from exhausting the available repertoire. I'm not sure even Paris has more songs written about it. Apparently, that romance in the popular culture is now dead. California has become associated in the public mind with sustained drought, choking traffic, and homelessness driven by high housing costs. Its population is shrinking to the extent it actually lost a congressional seat for the first time in the last apportionment. According to the New York Times on August 27th, the state is going through something of an identity crisis. Its planners are shifting goals, figuring out how to reconfigure stagnation rather than how to manage eternal growth. Now, maybe this particular shift in expectations is a healthy thing. Learning to thrive with scarcer resources is more realistic than living as if there is endless bounty to plunder. We had the great fortune on this trip to visit with that same now-married friend Doug at an enchanting camp in the Santa Cruz Mountains where he manages a family business, a redwood forest. Serendipitously, I had just read a week earlier about how the California coastal redwood forests were being nurtured and revived through a practice of selective logging in place of the old prevailing practice of clear-cutting vast tracts and planting seedlings where the trees once stood. Doug explained how they had adopted this approach over a decade ago. Redwoods grow in clumps from a common root. By cutting off what are essentially suckers, they encourage the growth of a healthy, selected, sturdy main trunk, producing more and better wood. Doing this also preserves the soil from erosion, because the roots remain, and encourages healthy understory growth. Such practices may not avoid all the adverse effects of climate change, but they are likely to make the forest far more resilient to it and to help ensure the survival of the species. It's striking how much I've been reading lately about the powers of human ingenuity and inventiveness to face new challenges. More rapid evolution of the U.S. economy to carbon neutrality than anyone anticipated. Ukrainian innovations in the manufacture and use of drones. The use of small plots of land, often in urban areas, to create, quote, tiny forests, unquote, intentionally super diverse zones of plant competition to counteract warming and provide essential habitat for threatened animal species as well. Sometimes the news about the shifting conditions of our lives seems utterly dismal and without redemptive expectation at all. Take the Times investigation recently of how the groundwater and aquifers through vast parts of the United States has been depleted through overuse. The results include a lack of drinking water in some communities, a drop in agricultural productivity in breadbaskets like Kansas, and, quite literally, shifting ground, as it cracks from the removal of the water beneath it in the Mountain West. Massive rainfalls like California had last winter fail to replenish its aquifers because the torrents rapidly flow to the oceans. But even when it comes to limits on perhaps our most essential natural resource, one wonders whether concerted technological efforts can help. Perhaps a massive switch to use of desalinated seawater for human use and returning the salt to the sea could lead to replenishing the aquifers while making a dent in sea rise levels and counteracting the salinity diluting effects of melting ice caps. Returning to New York, I encountered a small new ground shift. As is so often the case, our trip was enabled by Steve. He kindly flew back from London to help get here in time for our departure, and he held things together admirably in our absence. So deeply had he renewed his bonds with Doodle the Lamb, however, that upon our arrival together in the barn, my first afternoon back, Doodle completely ignored me and went straight to Steve to be petted. I was a bit crushed at the rejection. But the return has not overall been a disappointment. On the train ride back up, it occurred to me that while the jaw-dropping beauty of the coast at Big Sur was alone worth the trip, the view of the highlands along the Hudson is absolutely worth a trip in the opposite direction. A few nights later, I was as thrilled to see the rise of the blue moon over the Taconic Hills as I had been to see the sunset on the Pacific at San Simeon. And I have accumulated a small reservoir of optimism that we can meet the daunting challenges of the changing environment in which we live.
Agriculture is underwritten by Tricana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.